This is the November 5th Communications and Technology meeting. First is the call to order, which I am now doing. Second is comments from the public. Any of those at the immediate moment?
Richard raised his hand.
He did. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to start a new monthly feature, which I call the pipeline. You didn't really send that to the village, did you? And hopefully I won't be doing this every month, but I'm not too optimistic. This is the stuff that gets in the pipeline that we get at the village and either doesn't make sense, it is directed at us and doesn't apply. I do see that there is a correction for the speed limit in the village, but here's an example of it in this month's pipeline. Expecting guests this holiday, be sure to call in your guests. It is important that you notify the district security gate officer if you expect service personnel or guests at your home. I mean, for us old timers have been here a few years, you know, we know enough that that doesn't apply to us. But, you know, there's people moving into the village all the time, and there's people, all the people over in Murrieta Gardens. This stuff just doesn't apply to them. And they I remember moving in here, reading this stuff, and it's confusing. What is this? We don't understand it. And after a while, we realize, you know, it doesn't apply to us. But hey, the fact is, we're an afterthought and we don't count. I mean, that's the message that comes across to us. And this particular message could have been easily modified, say, be sure to call any guests. If you live behind the gate, comma, it is important. I mean, it's so simple to add something like that. So that's my rant for this morning. So hopefully I won't do this again, but you know, if it happens again, I'll do my monthly rant. Okay, that's the end of my rant.
Okay. Any comments, any additional comments? We're gonna have an item on the pipeline, number 5. We can come back to this if we need to.
No other hands raised.
Amelia, item 3, the social media website update.
This month was pretty typical. California, of course, had the most website hits. Our total website was down just very slightly on our total hits, but how to pay my bill still ranked number one as the total page visits with employment opportunities following up. That's pretty typical. And I go all the way down to the 25th item on the list, if you want to take a look at that. Our Facebook hits and views were less. They were down this month from last month, probably because there wasn't a lot going on that folks, you know, wanted to look at. There were none of the things that really drive traffic there. And not a lot of construction notices. It was pretty quiet last month. Any questions, comments?
No, not at this point. Anything else you want to go over on that?
No, that was all. We were just down a little bit over last month.
The only comment I would have would be with the impending changes in the Riverview project. We might want to look and see if there's additional development information we want to put up there. There's a lot of questions floating around as to Ryan and Bartus and why they're here and the impact of the clay soil on these houses as it relates to the houses in previous parts of the development, etc. So if there's more we should be doing to increase the amount of information that's up there on that particular item, maybe we ought to look at that. But beyond that, we can move on to the next item if you'd like, Amelia. Back to the.
Hey, John, can I comment on
that? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I'm handy. Kevin Huber, Humner, the GM for the RMA, put out an email this morning, kind of outlining the project itself. And if you don't mind, maybe we take that message and we put it on our webpage. It had a link to the Raymond and Bardas website.
Yeah.
That'll be that kind of be the first step of that. And as we go along the way, maybe we do some narrative about the Ione play if it becomes an issue. I know we're prepared to talk about it, and I also know what the remediation issues they have that they're taking.
Yeah. To
combat running into the same problem again. So we'll start with that if you're okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I also sent Kevin an email, which I think I copied you on this morning, in reference to the Parks Committee. And interestingly, Rachel Bardas, back in 2003, I think I was the CSD president, and I was also the Parks Committee representative. And she was actually a member of the Parks Committee. She was, I had a lot more hair, and she was one hell of a lot younger. she's, I think, running the show now. And so she knows what that's about. And there were some questions about trails and impacts and all that stuff. So there may be something in that as well that we want to communicate, but I did send that on to Kevin.
I've been in communication with Catherine Bardas.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you say Rachel?
Yeah. And I'm not sure which one's which or who's doing what, but the younger of them was in those days just getting her feet wet and was assigned to be the representative was a combination of her and Bob Cassano, who at the time was representing the PTF. They were the two members of the Parks Committee. So, my suggestion was, that somehow they be involved in this dialogue that's going to happen over trails and alterations are going to occur as a result of what's going on with their development. But that's pretty much the end of that. Anybody else, any comments?
I do, this is Linda.
Yeah.
One of the things I was going to comment on before Tom said that we'd heard from them was that RMA should have some information for us. As far as what Raymond and Bardas is doing, where they're at. Did they actually put down the trailer that they were supposed to put down this week?
I can comment to that, Linda. This is Tom Hennig again. Yes, they pulled the trailer in Tuesday morning about 9:30. I saw it go by past my window. And I went yesterday to look at where they placed it. And they placed it probably about 150 yards from the road. From the pathway that you get on from, I think it's it's not Guadalupe, is it, that goes in front of the park?
No, it's Reynosa.
Reynosa, yeah.
I saw it placed there. I didn't drive up to look at it because you're not allowed to take cars on that pathway. But and my conversation with Catherine Bardas indicated to me that, yep, they're getting going. They're going to focus on building their five demonstration homes, model homes, and they hope to have those built by the spring. I don't think they're going to do the heavy grading this year. I think they're just going to deal with the tree remediation and go from there in the spring.
And
we'll keep everybody posted as much as we can.
That was what was going to be what my next comment is. Is there some way we can set up a place where we can post or tell people what's going on as much as we know when we know it. This kind of goes into the number six, which I'll discuss later on. But and Tim and I have already talked about putting the Parks Committee back into play and. We're waiting for RMA to get connected to us. A lot of things happen when houses are being built like this, that if you don't follow it practically on a daily basis, you get lost in all of it. And things happen that you just, you don't know about and were not predicted. So this is one of those situations where I think we need to figure out how best we can keep track of this with RMA, because they have information that we don't.
Okay, we will do that. We will come up with a solution and we'll let you know what we end up doing.
Okay.
Yep. The other thing, Tom, just a side note, if it's possible at the South Gate, I'd be interested in knowing what the Riverview development related traffic looks like as we go forward. Historically, I have data that, you know, goes back to 2000 and gets compared to 2010 and then again to more recently. And we have a tremendous number of gate lifts on the south during the initial construction. And one of the reasons I'm interested in tracking that is to better be able to interpret data later as the development accelerates on the north, but also there is in place a road maintenance agreement. And they're supposed to, R&B is, if I remember correctly, supposed to pay, it's based on a per mile travel, but the amount of traffic, they have a road maintenance fee that they're supposed to pay. And Paul may remember, the overall continuing traffic on our roads on the south as they built out the south did put a tremendous amount of wear and tear on those roads and to some extent the infrastructure that was underneath it. So I'd kind of like to know what those numbers are as we, you know, if there's a way to track that as they come through the gates, I'd like to see if we might be able to do that.
Okay, I'm writing Sergeant Tompkins an email as we speak.
Okay, cool.
One other thing, from Linda, I'm just wondering, where are they all going to park? How responsible are they going to be for their construction trash, et cetera? It's usually, from what I've seen in other locations, quite the mess. So. I think that we need to establish some ground rules related to that.
Okay.
And those may be RMA responsibilities. I'm not sure exactly, but I think so.
Paul, do you want to chime in?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for a moment to do so. So thank you. As it goes back to the question of roadways, I wasn't here when the South was built. I came in late 2006, but with the water treatment plant expansion project, the RMA had charged the district $10,000 for a road mitigation fee because they do have something in place for doing so for impacts to their roadways. And that's a good point that you have, Mr. Merchant, that we track that information to help RMA with that potentially. And then as it relates to trash, where we would have the ability to enforce anything on that is on the drainage side with the stormwater BMPs, which are best management practices. And so they have to have a permit in place. It's called a statewide general construction permit. And so they will file a permit with the state for that, get a waste discharge number for tracking what it is they need to do. And we'll be involved in looking at that type of stuff for enforcement. So if trash is getting into drainage, that's a concern. That's where we can enforce it. But essentially, they can do what they want to do on their property as long as it doesn't impact the drainage or have issues with track outs. When I say track outs, like collecting mud and rock and, you know, tracking it out onto the roadways on Reynosa or Parkway, depending on where they access the areas. So that's where we would have our purview to step in.
What about RMA? Does anybody know what their abilities to control some of this stuff is?
I'll find out. I meet with Kevin in the next day or so. I'll ask him.
I'd be kind of curious too if they are doing anything or plan to do anything, or if there is, and I haven't seen that final map in years. I actually saw it in 2010 when they renewed it. I think that's the last time I saw it. If there's any tree mitigation involved up there, especially as you go up the hill and get closer to the river, and if there is, who's doing what, and is there anybody in our community, RMA or CSD, that has an overview on that? It probably is, I'm suspecting, is RMA, but I just like to make sure that we don't come one day and have trees missing that shouldn't be missing.
So this is Paul again, if I may. So my understanding is that tree mitigation responsibilities are Sacramento County. That's something they do with Sacramento County and the oversight of Sacramento County. And RMA would be involved if there was a mitigation site. For example, like there was with the South community, from my understanding, is that they created a tree mitigation site and planted a bunch of oak trees up towards the Van Vleck Ranch area to make up for the trees they removed in the South. So
yeah, that's true. And in your travels, you might want to take a look at that someday. That's exactly what concerns me.
Yeah, I'm with you. I totally understand.
That's, I mean, that thing is just a disgrace.
Grew up in Rockland when they wiped out.
Yeah,
well, entire side of Rockland.
But yeah, what they did was they stuck hundreds of trees in the ground over there, and some lived, some didn't. It's you know, it is what it is. But
I have a meeting today with Kevin. I just added this to our agenda.
Yeah, send him over there to have a look at it too, if he hasn't seen it or he doesn't know what it is. I mean, it would be easy to not know what it is because of what it looks like. But that's a tree mitigation area.
Tom?
Yes.
John, Tom, Paul. I have a letter that was in the Sacramento Bee from when they ripped out trees and the county had no plan, and it ended up being a nightmare. And that's what we got out of it, because Rainin and Bartus went under and we did not get our mitigation. And I don't know how you mitigate a 150-year-old tree anyways. So I'll bring that over to you or send you a copy before you meet.
Okay, well, we know what we need to do here. Amelia, you want to get the agenda again? I moved over to the development site on our website. Now I lost the agenda.
Can you see it?
No.
click something on your screen.
Yeah, I know.
Communication about Laguna Joaquin.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Let's do that.
This is my item. Just to let everybody know, we put out an RFP for an environmental engineering firm to come in and look at Laguna Joaquin and help us to understand how to deal with it and deal with the health of the detention basin on a long-term basis. And we extended the deadline another we extended it about 10 days. Because at least one company was intending to submit a proposal, but they got the date wrong. So we've reached out to a couple of the companies to let them know that we've extended the deadline to November 24th, Amelia?
That's the deadline for the security. It's November. I put it up for November 9th. I have to still listen to Tuesday's committee meeting to see what was actually said and agreed to.
Okay.
It might be longer, but November 9th right now, it might go another week.
So yeah, we've extended it and we expect to get at least one reply. And I just need to let you know that Paul and I had an hour long conversation with one of these companies, and there's clearly a path to success with this. It's probably a combination of things that we end up doing, but you know, as I've said before, I don't support the district applying any more of the treatments to deal with the midge flies going forward. It's a practice we probably should have never gotten ourselves into. But in the future, we need to deal with the midge flies and the health of Laguna Joaquin. We're responsible for the water quality as a district. and we're not going to do it with the chemical. I keep saying chemicals, but it's a biological, it's whatever. Paul can tell me what it really is called. But I'm very optimistic that we won't have the problems next year that we had this past year. And that's it. Questions?
Oh, just as long as we, you know, in the pipeline, I think we want to keep, you know, updating that every month as things occur or we do things that relate to the drainage ditch over there. So go ahead.
Do we have a line of communication with the people in the north, around the basin, or is it a person that we're communicating with?
I'm working with Kevin.
Kevin
Hubred with the RMA, and the plan that we have, and I'm hoping that he has some information for me at our meeting later today, was to suggest that we split the cost of whatever happens three ways between us, the RMA, and the Townhome Association. And that's just a discussion item right now, but hopefully I'll get updated on it later this afternoon.
Thanks.
Okay. If there's not any more on that item, we can move on to the item 5, discussing the pipeline.
I think that's me,
mm-hmm.
Linda. I don't have a lot to say about it. We're getting ready to produce the third edition. I haven't heard any direct comments from people. Other than Richard, but I have heard comments from some of my acquaintances and friends that they think that we're doing a good job, that they like the new template for it, and encouraged us to continue working with it. Does anybody have anything that that they'd like to comment on about?
I have just the one comment as it relates to Richard's initial comment, that, you know, I think it's just a matter of as the copy is being put down on paper, that we, you know, we would continue to recognize that we're dealing with four or five different entities, whether they be inside the gates or commercial or retail or whatever they are, the village. And the new development, the Hovanian Homes. So I think it's just a matter of context, that if we're specifically addressing a problem for one area, that we try and write it in a way that everybody understands that it doesn't direct itself as the entire community. And that's pretty much it.
Is that we've been trying to get a copy of their CCNRs. And we also don't know who to contact that I have been aware of in terms of the gardens.
John Sullivan should have those. I will ask him if we can get a copy of those.
Okay. We did go to the village and ask for a copy, and I don't believe that they have provided one.
I have to double check. I've been out. I've been gone. So if we did get it, which I think that Barb sent it over, I will send it to the directors on the call. And I do have one hand raised.
Go ahead, hand.
This is the hand. One thing I liked about the pipeline is that little section about a brief history of security in Rancho Murrieta. That in itself was good, but within Rancho Murrieta, there certainly seems to be a lack of information and a lot of misinformation. And I think something like this, maybe every month, would be helpful, and, you know, letting people know what's going on, what the facts are. And I'd like to see more of this.
Yeah, it's an ongoing problem, and it's, you know, it's certainly exacerbated in today's world by social media. But yeah, as much as it's a combination of of things we do, for example, in the pipeline and our ability to, through links, to put people in front of what is real information. That's why I think the section that Paul and Linda created on development is so critical, and our ability to keep that as updated as possible is critical as well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do.
Any other comments? Then
for me.
Move on to the next item, Amelia. I actually did find the agenda, but then I moved it again. So go ahead.
Start coming into the office for these meetings, John.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing fine here. I was actually in front of this stuff. I do the agenda off the website on my iPad, so I don't have to keep moving around in Zoom. And I moved over to the Riverview development, and then I lost it, but I'm back now. Item six, keeping track of what's going on in the communications committee.
Not just what's going on in the committee, but what's going on in the community that has been probably three or four times at least what we have experienced in the past, beginning with the change when Tom took over. And I'd like to see something similar to what we do.
They can see this now.
Okay. What we do in the communications committee with technology, information, and projects, and also, I always forget the other one.
There's the field operations, and right, then there's the technology
one. Field operations and technology. This would be a little bit different. There's a form up on the screen, or should be, and that's a work in progress also, but it shouldn't be too difficult. We would need to go back to the beginning of some of the issues that are still going on and try to track that. But basically, for myself, but I hope also for others, it would be a way of keeping on top of what exactly is going on. We would need to update it, I would say once a month after the end of the general meeting, or if there's an opportunity to put something in before that, that would be okay. I think I'd like to see this, you guys tell me what you think, but I'd like to see this in the on the website. A link, whatever you want to call it.
And a link to, just so I understand, Linda, a link to what?
To communicating to the community, to the residents about how our projects are coming along, what we're working on, what things we are, you know, basically they could just read
they could just look at this form. So what are examples of things that we would put on here?
Laguna Joaquin.
Okay.
Number one. It's progressing, and I'm sure a lot of people don't really know that, what's going on. The Riverview project, whatever issues or parts of the Riverview project, we have information on to pass that information along, and how we're connected to it. What else were we talking about today?
Well, trails, the way we were talking about the trails.
Trails, yeah.
And the Parks Committee.
Right. So anything that, you know, that we're discussing that that we can make a reasonable, I can't talk. basically, I want to keep track of things. I think that it's really hard to constantly be going back and forth to what's changing, to even keeping up with the calendar before our meetings. And so it seems like it could be a solution to the issue. Tom, you were interested in this? You'd like this, or?
I think it's a good idea, Linda. I think, you know, we're doing it with the technology projects and we kind of have a rolling 6 months, but I do think it helps to be able to put your eyes on something that is definitive about what projects we have ongoing with communications and how we're doing it for the residents to be able to point to the website and say, you know, these are the things we have going on, and then we'll build from there. I mean, it might turn into a Charlotte's Web at some point, but I think to begin with, it's good to advertise, you know, what we know is going on. So I like it.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Anything further there?
Can I go back to that 1 minute? As far as follow-up is concerned, I'm going to be asking for a little bit of direction probably from Tom in terms of going back to the point where a project or an issue started. Like I said, I think that most of this is probably going to go back to maybe May. And so I will put together with everybody's help the list of projects or issues and when it started, the identity date and the details, et cetera. So that's going to take a little bit of time. So, but I can get started on that.
You know, one question I have, Linda, something like this could go on, and like I mentioned before, turn into like a Charlotte's Web with nothing but a whole bunch of stuff on it. What if we were to say the top five issues that you might want to be aware of today, of things that are going on in the district, and just leave it to the top five items that would kind of contain our focus? What are your thoughts?
Okay.
I actually think that's there's some merit in that, because you start going in reverse where you start, if there's five items there and people recognize that those are the most significant things, if you expand that list to 20, you lose all 20.
I agree.
You know, you need to keep the same with the pipeline. I mean, you need to keep it directed and you need to keep it concise, you know, or you're just creating or perpetuating the same problem you're trying to correct. So,
okay.
There are some items that we've completed, or projects that we've completed, not a lot, but a few, in terms of what we started. And some of these are, issues that involve, you know, legal things and development with John Sullivan, et cetera. So, but if there's anything that we can come up with that we actually can put a actual completion date on, I would like to throw that up in the first few and then get to the five that we're working on now.
Okay. Moving on to...
I have a comment.
Oh, go ahead, Richard. Yeah.
I kind of like the idea. I kind of go in the opposite direction than you guys are going in. You know, I'd like more items out there, because an item that I'm interested in may not be something that's important to you or important in the scheme of things, but, you know, it's important to me, and I'd want to be able to go there and see what the status is. And if I go there and don't see it, I'm not coming back. So...
What about doing something like a page for security, not a whole page, but, you know, a title the RMCSD on the top, and if it relates to security or if it relates to improvements, we'll separate them out by heading. Would that help, Richard?
I'm not sure. One of the things I'd be interested in, for instance, might be security cameras. And I'm not sure that would be included in your list of five important things.
Yeah.
And
I see what you're saying, that it might be number six instead of number five.
Yeah, right. And, okay. You know, to me, it might be important. And, you know, so, I mean, I understand why you want to limit it. So, but, you know, sort of six of one, half a dozen, yeah.
If the list gets too crazy, then we'll have to work
Exactly. Yeah, maybe you play it by ear.
Let's start with five items and see what it looks like. Talk about it in a month.
Okay.
Another thing that you might want to consider, it might be getting it too complicated, but put that on the website with a web page that has sort of a list of the different projects, then a link to a separate page that you can elaborate on each project, give you a little more room to do what you want. That may start making it a little more complicated and more expensive, but that might be a better approach.
Maybe we should create a new position called District Information Officer and have it be funded by the people who live in Murrieta Village.
That's an idea.
Yeah, right. So go ahead, Tom.
We're just going to go with five items for now and see what it looks like.
Yeah, I was going to say you might want to, for the next time we have a meeting, if you're going to spend some time on this, come up with a concept. I think there was some merit in what Richard was saying about if we're going to, it would probably be a good idea. You might be able to list, for example, 10 items, as long as what you're doing is listing the 10 items and pointing with a link towards where there's more information. If you take five items or 10 items and you create 2.5 pages of words, people are probably not going to read it anyway. But the quick and dirty link to information that, you know, security cameras, go to rmcsd.com/whatever, you know, you might do better at using it more as a directory than as a place to just, you know, put a bunch of verbosity or whatever you want to call it.
I'll come to the committee next month with some ideas of how I could format. Okay.
So put it on the agenda for next time and let's see where we are.
Okay.
As far as the director and staff comments, I just have one for Amelia and Tom particularly, and I've talked about this. Tom, I think, came up with a way for you guys to have access to Nextdoor. I'd like to see you and Amelia get on there and on occasion go in and monitor that just to see what the community is saying. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of activity on there. Suzanne and I tried, including with ways of using my password and my address to get us in there. We tried to get us in there as a public agency so we could actually post to it like the police departments do and everything else. But there were roadblocks to both of those conditions. But if you can find a way to get in there, you know, I'd really like to see you start looking at that just to pick up what the community is saying. I understand it's social media and I understand what, you know, the concerns are in using social media, but I think it's important. There are some places, especially on the security issue, where there's been a lot of posting that will give you at least a flavor of what the community is saying.
I think there's nothing wrong with having the information.
We'll take a look at that. It's been a while since I kind of walked down that pathway. So let's take a look at it this month, Amelia. It's a very slippery slope if we start getting involved in that sort of thing.
I don't want you involved at all. I just want to make sure that you're seeing it.
Okay.
I don't foresee that we would engage, if you want to call it that. I just want to make sure that you know what information is out there.
Okay.
Okay. That's all.
Any other
comments?
There's a new, Tom, I don't know if you remember when Ralph and Karen had the ranchermurrieta.com, but there is a new website coming. And I've got to look up the information. His name is Al Priesta. But he's putting up something similar to what used to be Karen and Ralph's website, which we loved and miss a lot. So I'll get Amelia the information on that.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, with that, we will close the meeting and I will see all you guys later.
Bye. Thanks, John.
Okay, bye-bye.